Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Battle is in the Mind, Already in Progress.
We need to start praying for people. In fact, I got tickled at Dave's wife the other day. She's got lots of friends in her Church of Christ, and they just don't believe in healing. It's so unfortunate. They just don't believe in healing. But me and her was talking the other day. She said, at your last healing school, I got a great revelation. She said, when you told the people about that little shriveled hand, how you just kind of crumpled it up in your hand and said, Lord, may you bless this woman in Jesus' name. She said, that's what I'm going to start doing for my Church of Christ friends. When one of them's sick or whatever, I'm going to say, oh, you don't feel good today? No, I don't feel good. Well, may the Lord bless you. See, they'll all take that. Is that right?
That's right.
And I said, yes, then you start doing that. Guess what you're going to start seeing happen? You're going to start seeing some of them get healed.
See the Lord go away.
Yeah, that's right. He'll do it. He wants to do it for his children. But see, there's got to be a way to get this out. There's got to be a way to kind of cheat to get people to heal. You know, is it worth cheating a little to get them healed? Don't you think it's nice? If you're sick, brother, I don't want to see you sick, right?
Right.
And you don't want to be sick, right?
Amen.
Amen. So if I can come by and say, hey, man, you got this bad something here. What's wrong with your throat? Oh, I don't know. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, will you bless this guy? Don't ask if you can pray for him. Just pray for him.
Yes.
You see what I mean? May the Lord bless you, son.
Yes.
Huh?
Thank you.
And see, You'll receive that, won't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you.
I receive
that. You receive that. Amen. How about you, young lady? In the name of Jesus. You see how easy it is to pray for somebody? It's not difficult at all. You don't have to do anything special. And then when you really learn that when you get somebody that you can't get healed because there's a sin issue in their life, what do you do? If you got somebody that's got a sin issue in their life, you hesitate to say, you know, the reason I can't get you healed because you got a sin in your life. People don't want to hear that. They don't like that at all. So let me show you what God put in the Word for you. Let me show you a secret that He put in there. Almost, I had a demon tell me one time, almost nobody believes this. Almost nobody knows it. And the few that do know it don't believe it. I had a demon tell me in a girl's mouth. But let me show you John 20:23. Look at this scripture. Look at this. Whosoever sins you remit or forgive, they are remitted or forgiven unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Put that up there in the King James, in the NLT. Put that in the NLT. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. How clear could that be? If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. So if you got somebody that's sick and afflicted and you want to pray for them, before you pray for them, guess what you should say? I see you're not feeling well, brother. Let me just lay my hand on you here and I remit all of your sins, whatever they are. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal this brother. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Isn't that simple? So simple. And then the Lord said, that's what I've been waiting for. Zap! You get healed. Or you get, like I did, we see that shriveled hand happen. Isn't it wonderful to see God do those kind of things?
Yes.
Oh, and He give us all the answers in the book. Did He not? Do you know that you can forgive sin?
Yes.
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Question on that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. You can do that. You can just say, Lord, I forgive this person's sin. And if you don't get them healed, the next time you see them, if they're not healed, ask them, what kind of sin, do you have any sins in your life? Do you have any unforgiveness, bitterness against someone? And if they say, yeah, I do have a grudge against so-and-so. Well, why don't you just forgive them? You know, God clearly said, if they're a Christian, You know, God clearly said in His Word we're to forgive everybody, did He not?
Yes.
So, you know, Mark 11, 26, 27 clearly says that when we sin, if we have any ought against any, we forgive sin. So we need to forgive. But if you've never used that sin, in fact, I will tell you that Kim and Scott, I've been teaching this scripture for, I guess, 10 or 15 years at least. Here a while back, Kim and Scott live in Weatherford, and they went home one night, and about, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, whatever, when they got home, and they had no power. The power was out. So they called the power company, and the power company had a transformer blowed up. They said, we'll try to get it back on in the wee hours of the morning. So said, in the morning when you wake up, you should have power. Well, the next morning, they woke up, and they had no power. So instead of calling the power company again, they went to the Lord and asked the Lord, Lord, what should we do? What's wrong? Why do we have no power? And the Lord spoke to them and says, confess the sins or remit the sins of this block so I can turn the power back on. Ain't that something? Nobody else on that block knew that scripture except that couple, I can guarantee you. Because God spoke to that couple and when He first spoke to her, she said, Lord, I can't forgive the sins of this whole block. Now, what did He just tell her to do? Confess the sins of the whole block. Is that what He said? Sure. But she comes right back and says, but Lord, I can't do that. Then she said, Lord, what am I talking about? Forgive me. Of course I can. It's written in Your Word. I forgive the sins of this block. And guess what happened? Power came back on instantly, just like that. Yeah. It's still a good story to kill. She's up there in the sound booth right now. Every time I tell that story, she's like, hey, praise the Lord. This is fantastic. Just think, if they didn't know that, would God have ever spoken to them and told them to do that? No, He would never have spoken to them and told them to remit the sins of the block if they didn't believe they could do it. But He knew she was going to be in unbelief for a little while, but He knew the Spirit of God was going to be able to touch her heart and she was going to catch herself and say, what am I talking about? Forgive me, Lord. Okay, I forgive or remit the sins of this whole block. And I mean in one heartbeat, the power come back on and that solved the problem. Isn't that amazing? Sin causes all of our problems. Sin. So don't sin. As a Christian, your goal ought to be no sin. You ought to be led by the Spirit of God with no sin in your life. So just think of these promises. Now then, when you think of the scriptures we've come up with here today, and let's do a little review on them right quick because we're fixing to pray for you as we break up in teams here in a few minutes and pray for you. First of all, I want you to know that when you're with somebody, especially if they're a Christian and they're able to confess their own sin, it's better for you to ask them, if possible, to forgive everybody and get rid of their own sin. It works a whole lot better if they do it. And before I go over these and recap these, how many of you have never heard the story of little Jenna? How many have never heard the story of Jenna? Okay, so there's people who have not heard the story of Jenna. As you start to leave, when you go through the door, her pictures are on the wall. Jenna, when she was 6 years old, her mom and dad called me from Washington and said they have this little six-year-old girl that has this eczema all over her body. I mean, boy, does she ever. It's written in Deuteronomy 28:27, and she's got the eczema all over her body. And everybody has prayed for this little girl. People in their church out there prayed, and they heard me on a Sid Ross show, and they said, we know with your faith that you can pray for our daughter, and she'll be healed. I told them, I said, I wish it was that simple, but it's not. I said, if she's been prayed for by lots of people, then there's a sin somewhere. I said, how long she had this problem? They said, since birth. I said, do you have other children? They said, yes. I said, are your other children sick? No, they're all well. Only this last one is sick. I said, okay, you or your husband committed some kind of sin that God does not like between the time this last one was born and between your last healthy one and this one. Somewhere in that little span of history, one of you or both of you done something that God doesn't like for Him to strike your daughter with this curse. I said, Deuteronomy 28:27 clearly says that the Lord will strike you and smite you with this curse that's the incurable itch that cannot be healed. And I said, that's what she's got. And so anyway, they repented of sin. I sent them a bunch of teachings. They listened to them. They studied the Word of God. They were going to church. They were tithing. They were doing everything God asked them to do, except they couldn't get their daughter healed. And so after a year and a half of praying, and everybody in the ministry center prayed for this little girl with no results. If anything, she got worse. So finally, after we couldn't get her healed, I told the mother and daddy, y'all need to go to God. You need to use Jeremiah 33:3, which says, call on me and I will answer you, show you great and mighty things you know not. I said, y'all need to go to the Lord and ask him what y'all did that caused him to strike your daughter with this curse. So they prayed for 3 weeks, and at the end of 3 weeks, God spoke two words to the mother, told her it was her lying and deception that had caused it. Well, when she called me, I said, who'd you lie and deceive? She said, my husband. She said, when I was 39, my husband was 43. And she says, I wanted one more baby before we got too old to have children. So I asked my husband if we could have one more baby, and he said, absolutely not. He didn't want any more children. Since our kids were already nearly grown, he didn't want to start over. Besides that, he said, I might wind up with a teenager in high school when I'm in my 60s, and I definitely don't want that. But anyway, that makes sense to me and to most men. But anyway, mother wanted the baby. So she promised her husband she'd do everything she could to keep from getting pregnant, but she lied. She did everything she could to get pregnant. And then when she got pregnant, she told her husband, honey, I was doing everything I could to keep from getting pregnant, but it must be God's will for us to have another baby because I'm pregnant anyway. Well, the Lord obviously didn't like that, so he struck the little girl with his curse. So I asked her, I said, did you ask your husband to forgive you? She said, I did, and he did. I said, did you ask God to forgive you? She said, I did. I said, well, he did. We know he does in 1 John 1:9. So I said, now then, I'll pray for the healing of your daughter, and she'll get well. She said, I don't want you to pray for the healing of my daughter. I want you to ask God to give my daughter a brand new coat of skin with no scars. I said, I know the one that can do that, and his name is Jesus. So I prayed and asked the Lord to give that baby a brand new coat of skin. And in 2 weeks, that little girl was completely delivered and completely healed, and her skin was made like brand new.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Battle is in the Mind, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.